Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. This brief lesson is intended to plant into our hearts two or three truths and suggest ways that we can put these truths into constructive action. Friend, unless we act on truth, the influence of truth will be limited. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, Bible students recognize Mark 16:15. And 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2, And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We read in Acts 8 and verse 4, Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now these three verses have a common theme, namely, telling others the story of God's relationship to man, preaching the gospel of salvation. Someone has said, You are interested only as you are involved. Well, that is certainly true when it comes to saving souls from hell. One of our deficiencies, possibly in the church today, is that relatively a small number of us are really involved in leading others to Christ. We sometimes refer to an effort as personal work, but personal work, that phrase, does not fully express our duty. There are many methods of teaching the gospel to the sinful world. Person to person is one way of going into all the world. It is a way of showing individual concern for the spiritual welfare of others. We do have the obligation to tell others of Christ. And of course, without that knowledge, they cannot believe, they cannot obey, and therefore they will not be saved. Now some will not hear, and some will reject the gospel. But there are some who will hear, and they will heed if we take the truth to them. Regardless of what they do with the truth, we still have the duty to take it to them. Too often, it may be, we simply erect a church building, we teach some classes, we have preaching twice on Sunday, we conduct vacation Bible schools, maybe one or two gospel meetings a year, and many churches have dropped that, unfortunately. We distribute printed material, we make announcements, all of which we commend highly. But the attitude seems to be with many, well, it's here for them, let them come and get it. Well, we agree that they ought to come and get it, but most will not. We have to take it to them. Go is the very first command of the Great Commission that Jesus gave. The phrase has been coined, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. Personal contact is a way of showing we care and offers an opportunity to tell the message that others need to know about Christ. Do you realize that Christ was a personal worker? Christianity is a very personal matter, and we shall stand before God individually. One soul is worth more than the whole world. Some of the great lessons that Jesus taught, recorded in the Bible, were taught to just one person, like the water of life to the woman at Jacob's well, the new birth to Nicodemus, salvation to the house of Zacchaeus. The early church were personal workers. Philip taught the Ethiopian, Acts chapter 8. Acts 5 and verse 42 reads, And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. When persecuted and scattered, they went everywhere, teaching and preaching. When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair, You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the light to see. You met me day by day. You knew I was astray. Yet you never mentioned him to me. No preacher or group of others can do what you can do. Each one needs to be involved in leading others to salvation. Can we be content to just invite them to attend our services and let them go at that? Well, maybe that's all they'll let you do. But how many of us are trying to even do more than that? Now, we don't want to get the idea that going to heaven involves just being baptized and then sitting down. We are God's watchmen. We are to be God's workers. Are we doing our job? Why are we not more involved in personal work? Well, some lack knowledge and therefore do not try. But you can tell people what you did to become a Christian. Knowledge is something that can be gained with study. You don't have to know everything to know something. Tell others what you know of the Lord. Now, it takes time, and too many are just too busy and too many things to take the time to show concern for the souls of others. Are you not glad that others did not so occupy themselves that they never showed you any interest? Are you not glad that somebody encouraged you and taught you and persuaded you to obey the gospel? Why not do as much for somebody else? Well, maybe most of us possibly feel that we've done our part when we attend the services of the church or when we extend an invitation. That is well, that is good, as far as it goes. But do you really think it goes far enough? Now, no person can give himself or herself totally to any one area of effort. We recognize that. But the sad truth is, many just simply look to the preacher to do personal work for the congregation, just like they look to him to have the sermons and teach the classes. But personal work is something we all can and should do, if only we would. We get discouraged when it seems that nobody is very interested in studying the Word of God. But it is our task to try to get them to listen, and be prepared for many to turn you down. But somewhere, someone, someday, might be in heaven because you did not quit trying, because you were simply turned down, but you kept on. Regardless of how the other person reacts to the gospel, friend, we still have the duty to take the gospel to him or her. And after we've done that, and tried to win the soul to Christ, then we're sad if they reject it. But we're glad because we tried. And when you try, you cannot fail. Now, this may sound like you should expect a convert every time. Well, we should, but that is not our point. Many times you will try, you will teach, you will persuade, and nothing seems to come of it. But even when you are turned down, you've not failed. You may not have reached every goal that you had set. You may not have achieved everything you wanted, but you have not failed. Trying is a large measure of success. Trying means that you have obeyed a divine command to take the truth to another, and that can't be checked off as a total failure. Some will be better at this type of work than others, surely. Some are better preachers than others. Thankfully, men do not have to wait until they are the best preacher in the world before they try. And we're not going to be judged according to what other fellows do, but according to what we do in relation to what we could have done. One has written, "If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot cross the ocean and the heathen land explore, you can find a lost soul closer. You can find one just next door." We doubt that anybody really disagrees with anything that we've suggested or taught here. But what are we going to do about it? We're trying to show interest in others through visitation programs and attending the sick, reaching the absentee, the wayward, the non-member. Well, we certainly don't want to neglect any of these dear people. But we do not have to have some kind of high-powered, highly organized machinery and system for individual Christians to get busy winning souls. Possibly it is expedient to have someone constantly pushing the effort and reminding others of the work, even helping them when needed. But this comes down to the individual Christian doing his individual task. What are we going to do about it? Now, you might begin by building a good tract library and giving tracts to others on a regular basis. Some even have set up a tract distribution point throughout the city where they live and have taken the job to keep them filled. This might well produce some personal contacts for additional study. You might ask if you can visit a person in whom you have interest And when you get there, ask him or her his thoughts about the church, about Christ, about sin, salvation, heaven, hell, the gospel. Find out if he's interested. Find out what he knows. Find out what he needs to know. And let him know that you want to go to heaven, and that you want him to go to heaven. All of the efforts that we make, through the media, the pulpits, the classes, the gospel meetings, etc., none seem to get to people quicker than sitting down with them and sincerely discussing the teaching of the Bible. Private Bible studies cannot be beat as a method of carrying the gospel to the lost world. But one point of emphasis this lesson should make upon us has to do with tracts. Would you send 10 people one tract per month for the next year? First, you read that tract, and you know what you are sending, and you tell them that you're interested in them, and that you would like to do this, and ask them to please read them. Offer to discuss anything with them. Answer their questions. Try to find answers to whatever objections they may raise. But get them into the Bible this way. One tract each month to 10 souls can teach a lot of truth in a year's time. Get involved. Get involved in soul winning. Try it. Your effort could mean the difference for somebody in eternity. Go. Teach. Baptize. Why, that's what the Lord commanded his apostles. And through them to us to take the message to a world that surely needs it. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.